Qingming, or Tomb Sweeping Day, is a festival observed by ethnic Chinese every April. During this festival, families visit the tombs of their ancestors to pray and make ritual offerings. But this year, it looks set to be disrupted once again by COVID-19. So what happens when reality confronts the dearly departed? A scene of tranquility. Not quite what you would expect this time of the year at China's cemeteries. At this site alone, some 80,000 people normally visit a day during the annual Qingming Festival. Today, there is not a soul in sight. As China battles its largest COVID-19 outbreak in 2 years, while cities like Shanghai entered a sudden lockdown. Though she's hired as a customer service officer for the funeral parlor, due to the pandemic, she's had to help out in other ways. Under normal circumstances, family members usually sweep the tombs themselves as a show of respect. So while the funeral parlor that Ms. Liu works for has offered professional tomb sweeping services for years, it didn't take off until the pandemic started.
在五年前肯定是老一辈的那些人肯定是不太能够接受的，因为觉得扫墓的话一定要亲自来源扫的。那么渐渐的开始，我们现在发现越来越多的人会选择我们的代客祭扫。As
COVID cases surge in China, Ms. Zhao estimates some 40% of her customers will opt for such services this year. Ms. Liu herself says she may have to bow up to 600 times a day on behalf of her customers as she offers gifts of flowers, wine, and food to the dead.
每个客户可能背后都有一段故事，特别是碰到一些，比如说家里面这种小朋友去世的，还有这种非常就是怎么说夫妻关系非常好的这种爱人去世啊，我觉得我可能我给到了他一定的帮助，然后也减轻了他一点痛苦，所以我觉得我的这个职业是有温度的。While
people in mainland China have had to find new ways to honor their loved ones, down south in Hong Kong, tradition is also taking a back seat, with the city still gripped by a relentless, though easing, COVID-19 outbreak.
Over 1 million infections and more than 7,000 deaths. The figures say it all. Hong Kong's fifth COVID-19 outbreak is its worst by far, and those left behind have to pick up the pieces.
My father got COVID on February 22 and sent to emergency room on February 25. Unluckily, my father passed away at Yanzhai Hospital at night on February 25.
Vincent, were you able to collect the body right after?
Not yet then. I called my funeral director to arrange the cremation and the farewell ceremony. He told me the earliest day of the cremation is March 27, That's why I could only connect my father's body after 1 month.
At the peak of the crisis, Hong Kong saw over 200 deaths a day. Space was tight in mortuaries, so the dead were carted off to mobile fridges. But a recent lockdown in Shenzhen disrupted the supply of coffins to Hong Kong, compounding the wait at crematoriums, even as authorities extended operating hours to ease the bottleneck.
Will you be able to prepare a funeral for your father, given that there are so many complications that you need to deal with?
The body was classified as second category. It's a danger of infection. My funeral director told me funeral rooms will now decay the makeup using surfaces due to the infection fears. I'm so sad. I'm so sorry for my father. This is the last I can do for him, you know. But I can't do this right now.
Not just that. Vincent won't be able to lay his father to rest in time for the annual Qingming Festival. Instead, the ashes will be kept temporarily in a funeral store. The crowds have thinned at public cemeteries in Columbaria during the Qingming Festival since the pandemic started, and roads leading to gravesites like this have also seen fewer traffic because people are encouraged to stay home and pay their respects online. Still, it's hardly a ghost town because tradition is rooted deeply in Hong Kong's ethnic Chinese society. Whether it's the usual wares or something a little more elaborate. Whatever you're looking for, chances are Mr. Toh has it. He runs Jun Sing Hong, a 50-year-old shop selling funeral offerings in Shangwan. The district buzzes with trendy cafes, but it's also known for coffin homes and funeral trade services. Their longevity speaks volumes. For all its modernity, tradition remains a vital part of the Hong Kong DNA.
These are Chinese people's long-term dreams. It's a kind of generation-to-generation. For our ancestors, they were born to us. If they're not here, to remember them, it makes the next generation happy. 孝順啲後人啊咁咯，咁而且都係一種哲學嚟嘅嚇。
He's not just a businessman. He's a purveyor of old Chinese customs, customs that now seem like a privilege few can afford in the face of mounting COVID-19 deaths. Even so, they still find a way.
I shall visit and offer the sacrifice to my father in that store, and of course my mother in Zhengzhou columbarium in case of lockdown on or near Qingming. I'm afraid I have to worship remote at home. Of course I'm so upset. I hope I can move my father to live with my mother together as soon as possible.
For those who have lost their loved ones to the fifth COVID-19 wave, this year's Qingming holds a deeper purpose. More than an annual tradition, it's a chance to accord dignity to the dead, and for the living to finally move on.
Preparations are underway for the second funeral in 2 weeks in central Java's Thimbulslokho village. and as caretaker of Wonorejo Cemetery for the last 3 years, it's Rahman Jeffrey's job to ensure that the burial's preparations proceed smoothly. Timbul Sloko isn't like Indonesia's other villages. Located on the northern coast of Java Island in Demak Regency, the village was once situated about 2.5 kilometers from the Java Sea. Today, it is surrounded by seawater, which floods its cemeteries.
Di sekitar kami ini semua penuh air, Pak. Bisa dijelaskan sedikit ini kenapa, Pak?
Kuburan yang tenggelam ini, itu kan kita semua kan punya warga. Ya kalau yang tenggelam itu kan kita tahu sendirilah warga di sekitar sini kan kebanyakan pada kekurangan, apalagi untuk beli padas untuk batur, berarti makan seharian pun kalau cukup udah senang. Makanya kalau yang tenggelam ini kan belum bisa beli padas. Kalau untuk yang tinggi-tinggi ini semua ini, itu kan dia bisa beli badas untuk menguruk makam ini.
Out of three cemeteries in the village, the cemetery at Wonorejo Hamlet is the least devastated. Even so, preparing for a burial here is still a laborious task. The men hammer away and put together a coffin made of wood. Once it's ready, they measure out a tarpaulin sheet to encase the coffin in. It's back-breaking work, made more tedious by the blistering sun. The lower half of the cemetery is flooded, and water needs to be kept from seeping into the grave.
I'm told that today is a good day. It's low tide, which means water inside the graves can be removed manually. During high tide, this entire area is underwater, up to this height, which means if there are any burials to be held, water needs to be pumped out electrically.
The funeral procession arrives. The grave is ready. Coffin laid. And the body placed inside. Once sealed, the group of men form a chain, passing down mud to cover the grave. Among them is 46-year-old Majudi, and the grave belongs to his stepfather, who died the previous night.
Tidak ada yang lain. Mati cuma di situ dok.
Kalau misalnya bisa pindah, apakah bapak akan mau?
Kita tempat keluarga tidak pisah sama keluarga lah intinya gitu. Dan ini ada tempat lahirnya kita gitu.
But while conditions at the cemetery at Wonorejo Hamlet are bad enough, having a burial in the village's two other cemeteries seems a more impossible task, with water at much higher levels. Even making one's way to this cemetery in Bogorame Hamlet is precarious. Climate change has caused global sea levels to rise, even as the north coast of Java continues to sink due to the over-extraction of groundwater.
Ada lagi informasi terkait dengan pemanfaatan air bawah tanah yang mungkin jumlahnya sudah melebihi batas dan tidak terkontrol atau tidak terkendali, sehingga aliran air yang berada di bawah-bawah permukaan tanah itu menjadi kering, dan ini menyebabkan intrusi air laut masuk ke dalamnya.
Timbul Sloko is one of the hardest hit parts of the coast, sinking about 10 centimeters every year, according to village head Haji Umar.
Mbak kan melihat jalan makam Wonorejo itu dulunya air pasang sampai tinggi apapun itu tidak pernah tanah itu tenggelam. Tapi mulai tahun 2007 sampai sekarang tiap hari tenggelam, Pak.
Mr. Umar says he has approached local officials for help so that the village's three cemeteries may be restored and preserved. Authorities say there are plans both short and long term to not only restore access to the village's eroded paths, help restore the cemeteries, and educate residents on managing sanitation, but also national infrastructure plans. A new toll road is expected to function as a sea dike, with plans for an extended embankment to protect exposed villages that lie on the eastern part of the toll road.
Harapan pemerintah Desa Timbul Sloko, satu yaitu makam, kedua jalan atau jembatan untuk menuju ke desa Oka Dukuh Mbokorame sama Timbul Seloko itu, Mbak. Jadi nanti akhirnya kalau jembatan itu dibantu oleh pemerintah, akses jalan untuk beli material untuk orang meninggal itu bisa lewat di jembatan Kalibarijah itu, Mbak.
While the present arrangements are bleak for the 950 families residing in Timbul Seloko village, the restoration and infrastructure plans bring hope for a better future.
It's a ghost town that's bustling with life. This burial ground, one of Vietnam's largest, in An Bang village near the central city of Hue, is like nowhere else. Curious visitors come to catch a glimpse of thousands of lavish tombs inspired by those of Vietnam's ancient kings. 85-year-old Lady Thua, who lives in the village, already has a grave ready for her at a family tomb. Her siblings prepared it for their parents 7 years ago. This will be her final resting place, surrounded by family. Tombs in An Bang vary in sizes, and the bigger ones have room for more than 20 graves. Many families build more than one tomb if they have a large extended family. A tomb here can cost as much as $80,000, which is extravagant, even in a country where taking care of the dead is a time-honored tradition. But An Bang's lavish dwellings for both the living and the dead are built on a past haunted by poverty and hardship. This beach was the last glimpse of the village for thousands of his sons and daughters who left on boats crossing the South China Sea to seek a new life abroad. Many died, but some made it to wealthy countries like the US where they prospered. In this village, more people made it to wealthy countries than the number of people who died.
Để mà báo hiếu chứ chết rồi có báo đâu được, báo lệnh chi báo thì làm cái lăng để mà thơ là gọi là báo hiếu cho tổ tiên ông bà thôi. Việc khổ lên.
So tombs are being built and rebuilt on an ever grander scale as the flow of foreign remittances changes the experience of death and the way of life in An Bang.
Năm nay là bốn cái 900 triệu á, là dự án khoảng quá đến hết tháng 7 là xong. Cũng cần cửa tông vào 17 thợ. Làm lăng là phải khó hơn làm nhà chứ. Thì lăng vì góc hẹp, nhỏ lẻ, cái nơi khác. Còn nhà thì một vật đức thẳng đông nữa thì mình đôi làm thì quá dễ, từng ngang thì ôm ở quá dễ rồi.
It could take up to 2 years to build artistic masterpieces like these. Some have delicate decorations put together using hundreds of thousands of pieces of porcelain and glass. These often depict mythical creatures such as the dragon, unicorn, and phoenix, which represent the power of the universe in Vietnamese culture. Elaborate arches, pillars, and mosaic murals are the most complex part of tomb building, and it could take up to 5 years for a craftsman to master these skills. Tomb construction is now the bedrock of the local economy, generating hundreds of regular jobs and valuable income. Many abandon their fishing boats to serve the dead, like these men, who gave up life at sea about 10 years ago for a more stable source of income. And it's also feeding those from nearby villages who drive an army of buffalo carts transporting bricks, cement and steel. Each driver can earn up to $30 per day.
Mình đi làm đấy thì có là mình không làm thôi mình làm thì có nuôi hai ba người bà cọ nữa bà cọ tấu này mình đi làm rồi họ vậy bà cọ cũng quấn quấn nhau ăn quấn nhau rồi thôi mình làm thì họ bà cọ không có cỏ họ đói.
Ambang may be one of a kind now, but industry players say demand for luxurious burial spaces like this is growing. Instead of traditional public cemeteries, more affluent families are opting to lay their loved ones to rest at private burial grounds, despite the high price tag that can run up to $800,000 per plot. Industry players say the real estate market for the dead in Vietnam is expected to liven up in the next 5 years, with more investors coming in.
Mà market size, tức là cái tổng dung lượng thị trường của Việt Nam bây giờ đang là 5,88 tỷ đô. Nhưng mà sau cái đại dịch, nó là một cái sứ giả mang cái thông điệp cảnh tỉnh rằng là mọi người nên có cái sự chuẩn bị. Và đặc biệt là đối với những người đã có điều kiện, thì họ sẽ có điều kiện để chuẩn bị cái chuyện đó.
This is fueling a tomb building spree as families reserve their final resting place before it runs out of space. For instance, this family tomb considered the most expensive in Ambang will lie empty for a while yet, with its 26 expected occupants still well and abroad. For now, construction sounds are part and parcel of life at the City of Ghosts. And as the tides come in, it's waiting to welcome the return of those who left to find new lives beyond the horizon decades ago.